Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hall. Hi, is this Ron?
This is me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, Ron. Hi, thank you very much for asking. Happy Monday to you. This is Paul, and I'm calling you from Local Splash. I did want to follow up with you. We do have your client interview scheduled in about 3 hours, and I just wanted to make sure that we were still okay to process that payment today.
I'm hoping so. What I did after talking to you, Paul, I went ahead and I canceled Angie's list. Angie's.
You did?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was hoping that they would have sent the money back by now. I'm going to have to, I got to call them just to see where that's at.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know. I know in the long run that's going to save you money, and hopefully they will refund you some money as well. Now, I did want to just kind of verify and clarify, because I know that we were talking about doing Facebook ads for Richmond or not including Richmond, and I can't remember, and for some reason I didn't notate if we decided to go with the $199 package or the $299 package.
It was going to be the $199. I wasn't doing any
advertising
yet.
That's what I thought. Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. And then, of course, like I said, Richmond may not happen immediately with the $199 package, but it's a great place to start. And then we did talk, too, about your wife and you know, her real estate and all of that. So that's something we may be able to do later on down the road. So with your permission, then I can attempt to process that payment of $199. You think it would go, right?
Now let me ask you this. It's going to be $199 a month. Is that what you're telling me?
That's the exact flat rate. Yeah, you're saving $200 every month with that that reduction in the cost of the service. You are a young company. I mean, under 5 years, we still consider that a younger business or a newer business. So we do reduce the rate by 50%, but it is not an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. It's going to stay kind of grandfathered in at that $199 at that new in business rate. So every month you do save $200 off the normal cost of the service. Of course, the whole point of it is to get your phone ringing directly so you don't have to pay for those leads. So I'm actually, you know, kind of glad to hear that you fully intend to stop using Angie Leads, because it is an expensive service that doesn't always get you the jobs.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Okay.
It'll be fine. I'm just trying to, I wasn't trying to advertise just yet, because I got some jobs that are outstanding first.
Oh yeah, no, that's quite understandable. How long do you think it would take for you to complete those jobs? Like, you're not booked solid for like months out, right?
No, not months, but at least mid month to this month is June. At least till mid July.
Oh, so about a month or so. You've got enough work to keep you busy. Like, you wouldn't even be able to take on more work between now and then? I don't want to kind of mislead you. I know that, like, when you signed up with Angie's, I mean, there's already, like, a backlog of leads that, you know, have been sent to your competitors or will shortly be sent to your competitors. We don't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls or work overnight. I mean, being listed on Google is a bit of a process. It does take a ramping up period. We obviously have to submit all the content, get you verified. We do fully intend for you to see the return on investment in that first month. And if you can even, you know, start taking phone calls in a couple of weeks, start scheduling out that work. You know, even one job would more than pay for itself. But I mean, if you can get things started, we can accommodate that. One thing I would want to do then in that case, just to make it easier for you, well, today's the 19th. Let me see, looking at the calendar. If I push billing out a couple of weeks, so you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled for July then. It would bill today for $199 and then like starting on August 3rd and then every month on the 3rd moving forward. Kind of give you like a 6-week first month just to get things started here.
That sounds good. That's what I was hoping to talk to you about. I was like, well,
oh, good.
I was going to be a little inundated.
Yeah, we don't want you to be taking on more work or not being able to service the people calling you. But that's also the best part about all of this. You know, you're not paying for leads. You're not chasing those leads down. You're not feeling obligated to take anything that kind of comes your way because so many other leads that you paid for didn't turn into anything at all. With this, the calls do come directly to you. So I'm gonna do that. And then, since your payment did process, you're going to get a confirmation email.
Okay.
And you already have our client support phone number, right? I gave that to you before when we talked last week.
Just email me or text me.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're going to get it by email. Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll get all of that information by way of email. And then you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice is going to be emailed out to you separately. And there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we went over in the voice verification last week. It's provided for you in writing. And if you get that, maybe the text message since you're driving, but if you can let me know when you pull that up. And then I wanted to do a couple of things. We've already got your client interview scheduled for today at 1:00. And then we've got the security question. Everything's all set up there. And then I'm also going to send you an additional email here regarding future billing. Again, it's not an invoice, just to let you know the future billing date. The welcome email is in the queue, but it looks like the local splash initial invoice email has already been sent out to you. I don't know if you can open up that link, but I did want to walk you through a couple of things there.
What did you text it to your email?
It's going to say local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked and it does go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that? Okay. Yeah, I'm not able to see it on my end. So if you click on the click here, it should go to the local splash terms of experience. Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Of course, we are going to not just optimize your listing on Google. We are going to optimize your listing on Bing as well. It is only about, you know, 1 out of 10 people that are going to choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We still want you to have those opportunities as well. But if you scroll all the way down, if you're looking at that, at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file, and then below it, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would just type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive. You can copy and paste it, but if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just click the confirm signature box just below it. And that's going to do a few things. Of course, Ron, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, even waived your setup fee. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I clicked on the please click here to accept the subscription term.
Mm-hmm.
What comes up is server encountered an error.
So you saw that too. I was wondering if you were seeing what I was seeing. But I saw the same thing. Yeah, it's got a 500 error on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Create your username and password. I clicked the back button and it said username and password, but I didn't create one.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure what's going on with that. I'm going to have to find out from our tech team what's going on with that. And then if there's any issues or concerns, I mean, let me just try to see on my end, kind of do a little bit of troubleshooting here. I'm going to try to send that out to you manually. And then let's see. If I send it out to you manually, it might, yeah, I'm still getting the same error message on my end. So you got two of those and they're not allowing you in. I'm going to notate that here. And then if there's any questions or concerns, I'm hoping that it gets ironed out, should be ironed out for sure, before your client interview at 1 o'clock, and our technician can walk you through everything there. But you are all set and squared away on my end. I will notate that for our tech team as far as why we're seeing that error message. But and then let me just do this while I still got you on the phone, just to make things easier here for your workload. All right, update this here. So if that has refreshed.
So do I just wait for you to resend me the link so I can do what you're asking for?
Yeah, you should see that again. And then also, I'm sending you right now, this you should receive. It's completely unrelated. And like I said, it's just to indicate the future billing. It's not a bill. But it's got August 3rd on the date, and then it's going to be the 3rd of the month moving forward. So like I said, we pushed out your next bill by 2 weeks, and then every month it'll bill on the 3rd starting in August. But, yeah, it looks like we will resend that that link once the system has figured out why it's not letting you open up that next page. But like I said before, we're looking forward to getting this going for you. We're pretty excited to get your phone ringing. And of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. If I am available in that 1 o'clock hour when our client interview technician is ready, we'll be on that call, together, at least in the very beginning, before I hand it over to your technician. But one way or another, we are going to reach out to you today. If I'm not available, our client interview technician will do a very good job of taking care of you.
Okay.
All righty. I appreciate you, Ron. You take care, and we'll talk to you in a little bit here. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.